This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Don Clendenin going in 5. Don Clendenin, this appears to be the year for you. This is the year where the Pittsburgh organization is counting on you to be the regular first baseman. Now, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm altogether pleased. I only hope I can do a job as a regular. And I have a lot of work to do down here. A couple of good ball players pushing me now, and it's up to me to hold a job. I will hope I can. This Pancho Arroyo has great power, and so does Will Stangell.
Well, you're a pretty good hitter, too, and you move around the base pretty good, and you're considered to be the number one man. Now, are you unsure about yourself at all?
Well, there's always a great amount of uncertainty about playing regular. I mean, the job hasn't been given to anyone, and it's up to me now. They say I have the inside track, but it's going to be a fast, hard race, and I think the best ball player will win the job. I only hope I'm the best.
Well, you hit 400 last year with Columbus, with Pittsburgh. 80 games, you hit 302. The year before, 1961, you had just a short try. Now, what happened in 1961 that you didn't stay? Was it a matter of Dick Stewart having the job waiting for him?
Well, if you remember correctly, Dick Stewart was there. He had this great year, and he also had Rocky Nelson. And I was scheduled to go to Columbus, and I went there. And at the end of the Columbus season, I joined the Pirates and only played a short period of time there. And with a guy like Dick Stewart with extraordinary power, it's just hard to move.
Don Clendenin, you're 6 feet, 3.5 inches tall. You're a big fellow. The long ball today is the payoff ball. It's the home run. And yet, last year you hit only 7 home runs in 80 games, 222 times at bat. What's wrong in the long ball department?
Well, I won't say there's anything's wrong now. You have to remember last year was my first year. I was unfamiliar with the pitching and all of that. However, I don't claim to have Dick Stewart's power. Very few of us have that kind of power.
No, I'm interested in Don Clendenin's power.
Oh, well, I have extra base power, doubles and triples, and I will hit a few home runs. I'm not going for the long ball that much. You know, as you know, Forbes Field's one of the largest ballparks. However, the home runs will come. If I have power, which is naturally God-given, it'll show.
Don, you were graduated from Morehouse College in Atlanta, and you've been doing graduate work at Atlanta University. Are you pursuing the master's degree?
No, I finished all my theoretical work. I only have to write my thesis. However, now I'm contemplating going to law school at Southwestern, and I've been accepted there, and it's my main endeavor right now, after baseball, however.
Well, how long will it take you going to law school on a split-season basis?
About 6 years.
And what turned you in that direction?
I don't know. I took a lot of aptitude tests in high school and college, and a lot of people told me, these instructors said that I was best gifted into law. And I've turned interested several times. I don't know. It's just hard to say. I just think that's what I'm going to do, and I feel like I want to do it. And so that's the most important thing.
What does it mean to you to be a major league ball player?
A great deal. Yeah. You have to have a lot of luck, God-given ability, and this ambition that I think a thousand and thousand young kids have now. And I went into baseball. It was a big decision because I was accepted. Also, I had football and basketball offers. And baseball was the sport I wanted to go up in. And I've come a long ways, and I've gotten here and through luck and through Joe Brown and God's blessings.
You also got here through Don Clendenin. No one can hit for you, and no one can feel around first base except you.
That's true. You have a certain amount of God-given abilities. The guy who adjusts quickest and who puts into the game, puts all his efforts, 100% efforts into the game. You have to be lucky, though, and, well, I consider myself real lucky.
The greatest player you ever saw?
Well, I have to go with Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle, Bill Vert, and those guys. I know, when you say the greatest player, a lot of great ball players.
The greatest hitter you ever saw.
Well, the greatest hitter, I have to go along with Ted Williams. His record proves it.
Well, that's pretty good company. Don Clendenin, all good luck to you, 1963. You're wearing the uniform of a great ball club, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Stay with it. This is Cliff Evans in Fort Myers, Florida, the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates, reporting for station WLIB in New York.